You can see one of the most honored entertainments of our time at popular prices and continuous performances. A man for all seasons. A man for all seasons, acclaimed throughout the world by critics and audiences alike. Winner of 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. A man for all seasons. Now, at popular prices and continuous performances.
Check your local listings for special Thanksgiving holiday schedules of the Beverly and Coronet Theaters and Cinema Theater in Mount Prospect.
Chicago weather!
Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain by morning, low tonight in the middle 30s. Tomorrow's high around 40 degrees. Chance of rain tomorrow is 50%. Currently 35 at Midway and O'Hare. 33 degrees at WLS on the lakefront. Humidity 61. Winds are south at 16.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi pours it on.
Today people like their soft drinks cold, really cold. And that's when the taste of Pepsi-Cola really comes alive. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Jack 13 before 4 o'clock. Survey hit 15 at WLS. Wilson Pickett and Stagger Lee.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
Say, mister, after a long, tough day on the job, when you hit that afternoon low, couldn't you use a pick-me-up? Well, take it. Take a news break with the Chicago Daily News, Chicago's great afternoon pick-me-up. It's refreshing, recharging. And now the Daily News has added 32 new ingredients to make it better than ever. Now you can follow the football action with Frank Leahy, then match plays with Duffy Doherty. Let Dr. Litkenhouse help you pick winners with his computer predictions on sports and stocks. Enjoy the sharp satire of prize-winning cartoonist John Fischetti. Get the best space coverage yet from veteran astronaut John Glenn. All this, plus Mike Royko, Sidney Harris, Virginia Kay, Drew Pearson, and all your old Daily News favorites. Need a pick-me-up? Take a news break with the Chicago Daily News. It's like getting a second start on the day.
Layla Jack, 10 before 4, WLS, 33 degrees.
WLS and the 7-Up Bottling Company presents the High School Football Team of the Week.
This week, WLS salutes the Commandos of Marshall High School as the WLS High School Team of the Week. Marshall won its first public league Blue Division football championship by defeating Sullivan 20-6. WLS salutes Coach Jim Peoples and his Marshall High School football team. Listen, we're just so proud of you. And the next commercial says, hey, had your fill of turkey and all the trimmings? Well, I know just how you feel, because I sure scraped that plate clean today, too. Yes, sir, that cheeseburger I had the last newscast was delicious. And in the happy spirit of this day, Litton's wants me to thank you teens for your wonderful response to the Litton Teen Shops. It's your patronage that makes Litton's a store for the young. All you hip chicks and guys who shop at Litton's know what I mean when I say Litton's really swings for teens. And Mr. Willard Cole, the president of Litton's, and all the folks who serve you at Litton's, join me in wishing you a very happy, happy. Litton's is closed in celebration of Thanksgiving, but all 10 Litton stores will be open tomorrow and stay open late for your shopping convenience. And remember, with Christmas coming up, there ain't no better place to go to shop than Litton's. Litton's, the store for the young and the young at heart. WLS, 8 before 4, Paul McCartney.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Come back right afternoon. 14 out of the blue by Tommy James and the Shondells. Also in the next half hour, we're going to play Beautiful People by Bobby V. Face the Autumn, The Family, Love is Strange, Peaches and Herb, Judy in Disguise by John Fred, and Bend Me, Baby, American Breed. A lakefront is currently 33 degrees, a low tonight in the middle 30s with a chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. The high tomorrow afternoon around 40. In Chicago, it's 355.
Our man on Hill 875 says, Americans fought according to the North Vietnamese battle plan. This is Art Van Horn, ABC New York, standing by with a full report on this and all the news from ABC Radio.
I'm interested in a Chevy van delivery truck, but frankly, I've been thinking about another make, too.
Does the other make offer both half and three-quarter ton models?
Well, no.
Six or V8 power?
Well...
Chevy van does. And the V8 is a new 307 cubic inch engine with 200 horsepower. And Chevy van provides many new safety features, standard for 68, even side marker reflectors. Also, half-ton models include engine exhaust emission control.
You fellas ought to tell people how much more truck you get for the money with a 68 Chevy van.
We just did.
In Vietnam, the capture by the Americans of Hill 875 this morning near Dak Tho. The Americans did not capture that hill. It was given to them by the North Vietnamese. That's what ABC's Ed Needham says. He himself went up Hill 875 this morning. He saw it with his own eyes. Needham says American troops just marched up to the top and took it over. The North Vietnamese had succeeded. They had constructed deep bunkers on top of the hill from which a small force of men could pour murderous fire into the American attack. Needham says the Americans fought the North Vietnamese the way the North Vietnamese wanted them to. The North Vietnamese gave the Americans heavy casualties. Then when no one went charging up the hill into that awful firepower anymore, the North Vietnamese slipped out on Thanksgiving Eve, down the other side, and off, presumably, to another hilltop. So today, Americans went up and took it with a bit of shooting and mortar fire aimed at them from neighboring hills. In Santiago, Chile, a clash between striking workers and police, 2 people dead, at least 20 injured, 100 arrests. It's a nationwide strike called to protest a plan for compulsory savings sponsored by the government of Chile. A stable peace does not seem any nearer in the eastern Mediterranean. Some Turks are calling for war with Greece. Greece warns that if the Turks land on Cyprus, the Greeks will strike back. Greek officials say they think only bad weather kept the Turkish fleet from putting armed forces ashore last night. War preparations continue on both sides while special emissaries from the UN and the United States search for a way to put out the fire. ABC's John Cooley in Beirut tells us...
I heard from Athens a short time ago by telephone that air raid shelters were being prepared there, and that reserve officers were being called up in the Greek army today.
That was John Cooley in Beirut, Lebanon. President Johnson is said to be keeping in touch with the explosive situation from his retreat at the LBJ Ranch. The president's special envoy, Cyrus Vance, has completed talks with officials in Turkey and is now in Athens. And this late word from Cyprus, 2 large explosions shook Nicosia a short while ago. The cause of the explosions not known. No report yet on casualties, if any, in Nicosia. The gold rush continues in London and throughout Western Europe, a stampede to buy gold. If it keeps up, it could turn out to be a raid on the dollar. The United States must stand to redeem its dollar in gold. And also, the dollar is tied to the pound sterling as a reserve currency. Any rise in the price of gold over $35 a fine ounce would, in effect, devalue the dollar. Some speculate that President de Gaulle of France would not be at all unhappy about that. An unforeseen outcome. That story in just 60 seconds. But first, around the world by Dateline. Tokyo, Japan is going for the zip code, too. Japanese postal authorities will start a zip code January 1st, along with 14 commuters, or rather computers, to hurry the mail. Cairo, Nasser stood up in the Egyptian parliament today. He swore that Israeli ships will never go through the Suez Canal. Nasser says that if Egypt does not get back its territory occupied by Israel, Egypt will fight. Rawalpindi, Pakistan. The Pakistani government today decreed a punishment for anyone who adulterates food. The punishment? Whipping. Manila, the mayor of Manila in the Philippines, continues his campaign to clean up City Hall. He's ordered city workers to stay out of nightclubs, bars, and racetracks. Munich, West Germany, the Dornier Aircraft Company said it has successfully tested a vertical takeoff transport plane, a plane weighing 20 tons. American test pilot Drury Wood of Nashville, Georgia, was at the controls. The big plane flew straight up, hovered briefly, then landed right back at its takeoff point. In San Francisco, Charles Klaus was in court yesterday. There had been a bank robbery in Napa, California 2 days before, and Klaus was charged with being the robber. Something obviously went wrong because Klaus is taking a course in criminology, how to catch the criminal. That's the latest news from ABC Radio. Art Van Horn, ABC New York.
WLS in Chicago. Out of the blue, into your heart. Oh, I
James and Shondell, Survey at 14, WLS Chicago. Larry Lou Jack, 2 minutes past four. You are a smart shopper if you do your record shopping at Sears, because Sears knows what's now, and Sears got all the latest hits, like records by the Cowsills. Strawberry Alarm Clock, a Monkees, Lulu, the Four Seasons, a New Colony Six, and the Hombres, and lots more. And you'll like the prices, too. All 45s are only 69 cents each, and Sears got all the so the top albums for you. Whoops. Make Sears your record headquarters now. A special occasion? Question mark? Well, Sears suggests you give him British Sterling, the smashing new aftershave and cologne, uniquely presented in a manly flask. This isn't so masculine. Of gleaming metal over glass. British Sterling, a blend of special oils imported from Great Britain to give him a scent that endures. Make him a legend in his own time. Give him British Sterling aftershave and cologne, now available at your nearby Sears store. And, by the way, comma, an ideal Christmas gift from Sears. 3 minutes past 4 o'clock.
And Carruthers really connected with that one. It's going up, up and out toward left center. It's going, going, it's gone, a home run! Carruthers rounding second, tags third, and starts to head for home. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, he's stopping and walking over to the stands where he's signing autographs for the kids. What a good guy!
Hey, wow, man. Hey, you may not know somebody exactly like Carruthers, but WLS and Wet n' Wild 7-Up are sure that you do know a sports good guy, somebody who's outstanding for reasons other than his sports ability. Well, we want to know who he is. Could mean a fabulous prize for him and a great prize for you. All you got to do is write a letter in 50 words or less, telling us your nomination for the Outstanding Sports Good Guy of the Year Award. Hurry, because the deadline is midnight, December 2nd. If your nomination is selected, he'll wind up with a trip to the Super Bowl in Miami, Florida, and you win $150 in cash. That's 50 words or less, along with 6 branded cap liners from 7-Up Bottle Caps, a reasonable facsimile, and you send it to Good Guy Awards, WLS Chicago. And remember, the deadline is midnight, Saturday, December 2nd. It's 5 minutes past 4 o'clock. We would like to dedicate Survey Hit 13 this afternoon to a young gentleman who is in our city this week, motored in the other day in his Rolls Royce. He ain't nothing but class. George Hamilton.
Wear them in your hair every day of the week. For me, world. It's true, it's true, it's true. I love you. I do, I do, I do. I love you.
Campbell that opens at Drury Lane on December 5th. And George, if you're listening this afternoon, once again, I know you have a busy schedule while you're in Chicago, but we certainly hope you can find time to make it up here to WLS. Because listen, all the guys are just so excited, and we sure want to meet you.
There's a big winter tire shortage forecast. For as little as $25.25 at participating Firestone dealers and stores, you can put two famous for traction town and country winter retreads on your car. Two for $25.25, popular 650-13 size, plus federal excise tax of 32 to 68 cents each, sales tax, and two trade-in tires of same size off your car. Other sizes proportionately low. White walls, just $1.25 extra per tire. There's only one town and country, and it comes from Firestone. Its deep, hungry traction bars take hold, clean out for straight-ahead traction. Put this winter retread on your wheels, and you'll go in safety all winter long. You need only remember town and country, two for $25.25. No money down, months to pay at Firestone dealers and stores.
Lair Lou Jack, LS 89.
He missed past 4 o'clock and lakefront 33 degrees.
Not many men are as lucky as Cool Hand Luke. Luke's got somebody special who's always watching over him.
You're gonna get used to wearing them chains after a while, Luke.
Wish you'd stop being so good to me, Captain.
Don't you ever talk that way to me. Never!
What we have here is a failure to communicate. What we have here is Paul Newman as Cool Hand Luke from Warner Brothers 7 Arts in Color. Cool Hand Luke.
See Cool Hand Luke? Now at the Woods Theater. These are the guys I was with last night at the Blue Village Teen Club in Westmont. American Breed. They got a smash. Bend me, baby. Shake me any way you want. Long as you love me. It's all right.
You are all the woman I need. And baby, you know it.
WLS, hey, great guys. 10 minutes past 4 o'clock. By the way, they're leaving for California next week, early next week, and going to be on a bunch of TV shows. You might watch for them on Joey Bishop and Pat Boone's show, a bunch of others. The Flying Nun, all the hit shows.
WLS, Chicago.
like to say hi to everybody who was at the Blue Village Teen Club in Westmont last night, and to everybody in Danville. I'm sorry I could not make the thing, the Super Battle of the Bands in the Navy Club last night. However, I sent one of our best men down as a substitute, Jerry Kay, and reports I get, I understood he blew the whole thing pretty good. Even fell off the stage once. Wow, Jer, nice going.
I was a contributor to Punch magazine for 3 years. It's the English humor magazine. And I had been doing political cartoons for 15 years prior to that. And I wanted to have some sort of a wedding between the light topical gag and the political cartoon.
John Fischetti comments on the political scene every day in the Daily News. How does a cartoonist help you understand this scene?
Well, I think that basically a political cartoonist is a preacher. He approaches the news in the same way that a minister does. And his pulpit is within the framework of the cartoon. If someone's a phony, you can get at him with a political cartoon. Coming elections, naturally, are going to be great grist for my mill.
John Fischetti is joined every day by dozens of other interesting people. People who write for you with humor, wit, and style. The Chicago Daily News, the big, new, friendly one.
Also, WLS column DJ Talk appears every Saturday in the Chicago Daily News. This week it is authored by Jerry Kay, and it's an article on Janice Ian, Society's Child. Check it out. Column DJ Talk, Jerry Kay, this Saturday in the Chicago Daily News. 89, Chicago WLS.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi pours it on.
Put your thirst on ice with a cold Pepsi-Cola. Pepsi has the taste created for the cold, a taste that comes alive in the cold in a big, bold, inviting way. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Falling leaves come tumbling down. Think of summer and look around.
A survey hit number 12 at WLS.
From the WLS Civic Service folder.
Chicago Passport Agency needs typist and college-trained passport examiners during its peak season. Those interested in temporary employment from January through August are invited to visit the Department of State recruiting officers. Interviews will be conducted on Thursday and Friday in room 244A of the Federal Office Building located at 219 South Dearborn. No appointment is necessary, by the way, I might add.
Hi,
Hi, sports fans. This is Bonnie Whipler from the National Banister Sliding Championships. Cypriot Johnson is next to me here to tell us about the next event. What do you think about before the five-story...
Aunt, mostly I think about the splinters.
Very interesting. Say, what's that in your hand?
Why, that's my new fancy mint lifesavers, Mont.
Mint lifesavers? I figured a champ like you would want something different.
Mont, fancy mints are new. They're about as different from ordinary mints as a spiral is from a marble straightaway.
Well, that's a pretty strong statement, Slippery. I've seen mints come and go, and I can't believe that...
Well, new fancy mints are different. They have a smoother flavor and creamier texture. Well, you have to taste them to believe them.
Oh, good idea. Say, they are creamy and smooth.
I try and warn those rookies about the splinters.
New assorted fancy mint lifesavers. So smooth and creamy, you have to taste them to believe them.
Fancy mints. What'll they think of next?
Chicago weather.
Tonight has got a chance of rain, about 50%.